ちょっぱ。うん。まずは、たるたるすんばるんじょぱてる。ちょっぱんたるとけねよすちょるぺんごう。むぞんわたん。たさんげせじてねんじょるとばれ。ねんじょるばれ。コルベントナンでねんじょるねんじょるばれ。かんですねんじょるばれ。てらねよすちょるぺんごうむぞんわ。
三阶段コルバントランで、カンデスネンジョブレ、モボムズンワタンボムボンダウティヒゴブレ、モボムズンワタン。ティチェバルジェチュナムジェバルケバ、ネンジョルジュチュジェバルケバタニヨバレ、ニレ、ザブサプジェ、ニレ、タンボ、ネンジョルジョンゴムズンワネ、テラテイエダニエドニエバルスウンバティギニ。
So then, in connection with the explanation of the defining characteristics the nature of phenomena. So the approach to the nature of phenomena involves 6 points. And we have arrived at the explanation of the sixth of them, which involves the final stage of perfection, which consists in transformation. And this transformation is Buddhahood. It is transformation in the sense of being the transformation of deluded appearance, or the change from deluded appearance to a state where there is no deluded appearance. In connection with this, there are two things to be explained. There are two parts. First, the identification of the essence or the essential makeup of this transformation, this ultimate transformation. And secondly, the expanded explanation of the specific features of this. And in relation to the first, then, the root text says, related to this, immersion into its being is suchness, rendered free of any stain, where all appears uniquely as suchness itself, this is transformation accomplished as well.
Tela asajam. Tela teye dani to nyevar swamba asajit karasana. Tela kebe teta juksate. Chu tam cheje ne lok te yinye tela. Chu tam cheje ne lok chuji ying tela. Chu tam cheje ne lok chuji ying te. Zungzhen ni ji tongpa semje ne lo wo yisar tere. Tela, teyi danyi to, chu tamche je ne lo teyi ni, tela teyi danyi to nyevara sunba ne, teyi danyi to nyevara sunba, se jo te, teyi rangyi, ne lo rangka rangyi ngon to chor te, teyi ngang la ne pa la, tene, teyi danyi to nyevara sunba, nyevara sun se jo te lepa tsengda ore, Chu tam che je ne lo te ye ni te la te yi dan yi te ye ni te ye dan yi am rang yin kan de ji yin yang
So then, under the first point mentioned, namely the identification of the essential makeup of the transformation, this is described as follows. With respect to this, or related to this, it says in the root text, and that means related to this suchness, the nature of all phenomena. This suchness, which is the nature of all phenomena, means the clear light nature, which is free of the clear light nature, empty of dualism. Related to this, then the immersion into its very being. The term very being here refers to the actualization of this Dharma Dhatu, or expansive qualities, in the realization of a clear light nature empty of duality, the expanse of pure qualities manifest directly, and this this is the very being. This is the very being, or the complete transformation in which the actual nature of the mind manifests directly, and in manifesting directly, then one remains in it without ever departing from it again. And this is what is here called immersion, without ever straying from this direct manifestation of the clear light nature free of delusion. So this is the suchness, and this suchness, which is the genuine reality beyond all forms of dualistic delusion, in which the clear light is manifest without any intermediary, manifest directly. So this suchness is free of adventitious stains, meaning it's free of all of the all delusion connected with dualistic appearance, which is described as being adventitious or merely temporary. It is not something which belongs to the nature itself, but is incidental or fleeting, adventitious by in character. And the suchness, when actualized directly, is free of this these temporary stains. And given that, then the mode of being and mode of appearance are in all of their aspects completely in accord. So we have these two phases, one could say, or two aspects, the mode of being on one hand and the mode of appearance on the other. So the way things actually are on the one hand and the way they appear on the other. And in the context of relative experience, before the transformation has taken place, these two are not in accord. For example, a flower appearing in a dream would exhibit a discordance between the way the appearance actually is and what appears. Because what appears would be a form not having the sort of existence that it seem that it appears to have, being no object as such, and the way its mode of being would be its freedom from that dualistic delusion. So there is a difference between the mode of being, which does not appear or is not evident, and the what does appear, which is misleading as to what actually is happening. Whereas given the transformation, then these two aspects are in full accord. There is no longer a split between the way things appear and the way they are. The two have been refined to that point where it is only the mode of being or only the way they are that directly manifests. And when this happens, then all phenomena appear uniquely to be the suchness. And this, in turn, is the accomplishment of the fully completed transformation. So the fully completed transformation refers to the level of Buddhahood itself, whereas the commentary then goes on with a footnote to that, mentioning that the transformation begins on the first bodhisattva level. So there is, could say, the bare transformation, the initial transformation starts at the first bodhisattva level, but is not perfected until the ultimate transformation achieved on the ultimate level, that is, Buddhahood itself.
Ninang pakha ying su torwa ye chuyen ngon jor ne jor ta thong
so if we present this in a verse form then the habitual tendencies towards dualist the habitual tendencies towards deluded appearance having subsided into the expanse of mind, this is the direct manifestation of the transformation.
When the
tendencies towards dualistic, when the tendencies towards deluded appearance are completely exhausted, this is the expanse of qualities, the ultimate Buddhahood.
Tene yendong tardu sena, ninang turpa yeng sunna pa ye, waisa ngunjur tartok sanji.
So, a verse written from the point of view of the empty of other Majjhamaka would read as follows, through exhausting the habitual tendencies towards dualistic appearance, the clear light, the clear light directly manifests, and this is ultimate Buddhahood.
Tina ninang turpa yeng sun no pe sem jin ne lo wo sar te ngon do chor ong ba kap so tene chu ko ngon do chor bare
so when the habitual tendency towards deluded appearance has subsided into the expanse meaning the expanse of the nature of the mind then this is the direct manifestation of the Dharmakaya, which is the ultimate Buddha.
This Sena Sangye Sijute Ranga Semje Nelok De Turpa Se Tengon De Jubare Mato Sangye Sijute Yenda Nisado Topkupa Mare.
So what that means then is that the ultimate Buddha is achieved through eliminating this dualistic deluded appearance and is not something to be attained from anywhere else or from outside or to be newly created or to be attained in any other way than through the elimination of deluded appearance.
Nanjur Javanso Malare Pisungo Le Chan Kasangoma Heva Yendo, Deva Temi Chiro Yin Sungare. Tama me pechirvati, Tama me perchuru, Karitrema me perchuvare sena, same genelo yin Satong Yermi te, Tene Tama me pechirvur churvare.
So we had the other day a verse from Milarepa stating that the fruition is naked without any stains. And that line is referring to the same meaning presented here, namely that when there are no stains of deluded appearance, then the clear light nature of the mind is exhibited nakedly, is directly perceived without anything veiling it.
Namto trpa te kuji zogsu kyo pare. Namto trpa te kure. Namto trpa kutan tarwe. Voisa chievor ngondi chulpa kapsu sang jie pare. Mula rirte.
So, so what of the clothing being referred to there, the clothing of deluded concepts, and in throwing off the clothing of deluded concepts, the clear light nature of the mind appears nakedly, and this is Buddha.
Oh yeah. Then enjoy the over the carchimbore, Sasson don't get us.
The land, the nine, the world, the mame,
then Imeche
asks
us. So Imeche now asks us to sing this together, not the whole thing on the paper, but just this verse. And because it, this verse dealing with the actual, the ultimate transformation is of such importance, Imeche requests us to sing it three times. Related to this immersion into its being, is suchness rendered free of any stain, where all appears uniquely as suchness itself. This is transformation accomplished as well. Related to this immersion into its being, is suchness rendered free of any stain, where all appears uniquely as suchness itself. This is transformation accomplished as well. Related to this immersion into its being, is suchness rendered free of any stain, where all appears uniquely as suchness itself. This is transformation accomplished as well.
Nyeba lando temba tang Nyeba de carre, subje nyeba cheper de chu jeber heba la, young door temba de jeber heba nile, tangon door temba ne, tsekang nam and tweet, namba josiji de maja, namba ju neyong jolan jubane. He saw something.
So then the second point, which means the point dealing with the specific features of this transformation, is explained under two points, namely a brief presentation and an expanded explanation. And the brief presentation is the approach to this complete transformation through 10 points.
Tangbom don namba ju ne don namba jam ye tur namba ju ne yong su jurba jurba la xi xin drop tor jin ju ba ne la na me ba yin de ju po ti ne jur xi tur men ra ba ju po ti ne yong su jurpe don ne jur ju don je ta wa yin do kong do ju jin ne jur ju don je ta wa yin do Kongdo Chuichen Hipar Nugre. De Dropa Le Dregun Tarto Topesero. Oh yeah.
Brief presentation. This approach which proceeds in So the brief presentation is as follows. It is the approach, a tenfold approach to knowing the full transformation as well as how to put it into effect. So there are these 10 different ways of explaining the transformation so that one can gain insight into what is actually meant by this transformation, what it consists in as such, and how one could put it into effect or accomplish it, and as a result attain the ultimate fruition. So since this approach gives us these 10 ways of both knowing what it is and putting it in effect so that we can gain the ultimate fruit ourselves, it is referred to as an ultimate or an unsurpassable approach.
Rangin ne jurwa mwo ne jur kandichire. Mwopo am ze kandis ne jugre. Mwopo ze se no jinjik ten tang. Nangju jisim chin zooksu nawa. Deso tamche kandis ne jugre sangye pakaus. Se no jinjik ten, nangju jisim chin. Sim chin ji luta nga, deso kandis ne jugre. Ze chin ne jug. Kansa tang hipe kansa ke ne jurwa kapso. Kansa ke chepar kandhe yore, kansa ke nejo. Chepar taan se, nejo chepar chin taan. Nejo chepar chin kar re. Nejo che gupa taan se, nejo tope gupa kar re. Ti ne sam tin kang yin pa taan ne. Nejo che ne sam tin taan, nejo be yet kar re. Nejo Then ye la sepatan, Jorvatan. Maybe ye make tan, Nanjur mina, ye make career, chung career. Nanjur mina, tarpa maybe chung yere. Yepe pinyon carre. Yepe pinyon la jopate, ta ne nanjur sor jure.
So then the question is asked, what are these 10? And they are as follows. First, the essence or essential makeup. So what the transformation consists in. Then the things or ingredients which are transformed. Rinpoche mentioned then the ingredients of the transformation being the outer vessel or world on one hand, as well as its contents, that of the sentient beings, the bodies and speech of sentient beings are the ingredients of the transformation. So at the level of Buddhahood, what do these look like? How are they in their transformed aspect. What sort of a transformation is it in relation to these materials? Then there's the point dealing with the individuals. What sorts of individuals undergo this transformation? And then there's a point dealing with the distinctive transformation. What is distinctive about it? What makes it distinctive? Then the prerequisites. What is needed in order for the transformation to come about? Then the support or ground for the transformation, the way of cultivating the mind in order for it to occur, the way of applying the mind, and the defects of the absence of the transformation, namely that the main defect being that liberation is not attained, and the advantages of the transformation being there comprise this approach.
Nyeban dorten je ramba tang tsongbar jehe chole jehe lan dorten je ramba ramba korem tang tsongbar kyoyo palle tangbu rangyin namo ne jotso tere rangyin namo ne jotso ne telang ngowor jukpa ne lowor wa ye tma tang te yin ni ma na wa tang nam ton da te yin ni tma me pa kang yin ba wo.
So then the next point deals with the expanded explanation of each of these 10. And these are explained in the same order as presented in the heading, in the section describing the headings we just heard. So the first of them then is the essence or the essential makeup. And the root text for that is as follows. In this regard, the approach in terms of the essence applies to the stains which are adventitious stains without the suchness being in evidence. And in order for it to manifest, suchness itself is that in which there is no stain to be found.
Tela rangin je ne joram yana ngo ne jorwa de karre sa no rangin ne joram ngo ne jorwa ne lower ba trama ta lower tro ba trama ta de yin ni ni le ta lower tro ba trama ta de yin ni ni la ne jo de tu go wi le lower tro ba trama ta de chu yin de yin ni ni la tu de ne jo kan de si ya gre sa no ram ba yin Manawa da Navaton. Lower turbet drama Navakapso, the yeni nangamare, nanjo toyomare. Ta Manawa da Navaton. Lower turbet drama yings on nobte, Manawa capso, chewing the yeni, moinsom de jorte namare. Navaton do. Chuni the yeni de. Lower trumpet drama manangin, chuni de yeni, mondo jurbetse, chuni de yeni de, lower trumpet drama. Lower trumpet drama meba kangin bate, lower trumpet drama tamje da seba, drama da travare. Chuni am chuji yin tadar, drama da travar rangang o jetawa, ji yin bar nawao, jetawa yin do.
So what is the essential transformation? It is described as follows. First of all, there are two things mentioned. The adventitious stains and the suchness. So the transformation, the essential transformation, has to be related to these two. So one has the stains of temporary delusion, which as long as these appear, then the suchness does not appear. And when the when the stains of temporary delusion have subsided into the expansive mind, then the suchness appears directly. So in order for that which does not appear to appear, in other words, in order for the suchness which does not appear to be able to appear, the stains of temporary delusion have to subside or go down into the expanse. The word subside being used is the same word that's used for the sun going down, when the sun sets or goes down. So the delusion has to subside into the expanse of the mind, and when this has occurred, then the nature of phenomena appears as it is, which in its own essence is free of stain. So when the delusion, which is not the way things are, is absorbed into the expansive mind, then the actual nature, so when this mistaken aspect has subsided into the expansive mind, then the nature of phenomena just as it is, unmistakenly, directly manifests.
The nejon tharto pakap sa ta lower tadra ji chukungo do churbare. Lower trupe trama se pe chukungo do churbare. Lower tadra ji chukungo do churbare.
So the ultimate level of this transformation is the direct manifestation of the Dharmakaya free of stain.
The same thing near Loksatong Yenmi, the lower trip Trama Sedu, Sanje Pare, Tendanje Sanje, Mamate, Tela, Zogio Pamare, Karresana, same thing near Loksatong Yenmi, the Turpes Trama Tamje, Seyon, Bacaps, the Tennis Sanje Pare, Tendanje Sanje. Tendanje Sanje la Zogio Mare.
So
Glendia Pare.
So this ultimate level of transformation then, when the stains of deluded appearance have been exhausted into the clear light nature of the mind, so that that is appearing directly, this is the ultimate Buddha or the genuine Buddha, and there is no form. This Buddha has no form because there is no dualistic appearance with which form is associated. And since all types of dualistic appearance have been eliminated in the ultimate transformation, then the real Buddha has no form.
Lower trupa se pa ye. Waisa ngondo churpa te. Tuentan sanje imbecer. Tuentan sanje zoglende.
Since through eliminating deluded appearance, the clear light nature appears directly, and since this is the real Buddha, the real Buddha is beyond form. In this regard, the approach in terms of the essence applies to the stains which are adventitious stains, without the suchness being in evidence. And in order for it to manifest suchness itself, is that in which there is no stain to be found. In this regard, the approach in terms of the essence applies to the stains which are adventitious stains, without the suchness being in evidence. And in order for it to manifest suchness itself, is that in which there is no stain to be found. Is that in which there is no stain to be found. In this regard, the approach in terms of the essence applies to the stains which are adventitious stains, without the suchness being in evidence. And in order for it to manifest suchness itself, is that in which there is no stain to be found. Is that in which there is no stain to be found.
Tela ngorun juba ne lorwa ye tamata te ye ni ma na wa ta na wa ton de te ye ni tama me pa kan yin ba wo
te lo
to the stains which are adventitious stains, without the suchness being in evidence. And in order for it to manifest suchness itself, is that in which there is no stain to be found. Is that in which there is no stain to be found.
Yeah. disregard the approach in terms of the essence applies to the stains which are adventitious stains without the suchness being in evidence. And in order for it to manifest suchness itself, is that in which there is no stain to be found, is that in which there is no stain to be found.
Dhyamalarepe rikpichyoda nyokpattam vaisarji nyama tindang tarsumare teda tuyanda jipayar.
So Milarepa has presented this also in a song. Rikpa Chudan Nyokpati.
Nyokpatang.
Nyokpatang.
Nyokpa Mepa. Nyokpa Le. Nyokpa Mepa. Nyokpa Tangwa. Nyokpa Le Depa.
Nyokpa
Mepa Chupa.
Tine Kampanipa.
Voisar Jinyama Tendantar. Voisar. Voisar te same jin zungzi ni che tong be same jin ne lo voisar te nyem zok su ka pare pe nyem ma tang pe jin same jin ne lo voisar re pe nyem ma tang pe jin same jin ne lo voisar ni zok ke de se pare voisar nyem ma same jin ne lo voisar de nyem ma yin ban da wo le se ke do so de re voisar jin nyem ma ten tang tar voisar jin nyem ma te Tengi drepa kapsa sarpuntunga maare. Tengi dan drepa kapsa sarpuntunga re. Te nang yin, vaisarji nyama te ninang purpa tengi dan drana sangyepa re.
So then the two lines explaining this from Milarepa's song say there's awareness awareness is the moon appearing in unpolluted water. So here the awareness refers to the clear light nature of the mind, which is being compared to the moon. So here the moon and the mind are emerge together having the same meaning, and this moon then appearing in water which is not polluted refers to the transformation accomplished at ultimate Buddhahood, in which there is nothing disturbing the appearance, the direct appearance of this clear light nature of the mind. So unlike the stage in which the water is polluted with dualistic appearance, in which case the form of the moon does not appear clearly, given the transformation, then this is like the moon appearing in unpolluted water. The second line says it's like the sun rising in a cloud-free sky. So the sun of the, again, the clear light nature of the mind, which is free of which is empty of dualistic delusion, is compared to the sun. So here sun and mind are joined together as one. Given the transformation, then there is no more delusion of dualistic appearance clouding that nature. So it's able to manifest directly in exactly the same way that the sun manifests in a cloud-free sky. So if one then relates these two, the explanation of the essence of this transformation as presented in the text distinguishing the nature of phenomena and these two lines of Milarepa, if one relates the two, then one's understanding of it becomes very profound, and this provides a good an auspicious connection. In terms of the essence applies to the stains which are adventitious stains without the suchness being in evidence, and in order for it to manifest suchness itself is that in which there is no stain to be found, is that in which there is no stain to be found.
Sanjere Ninang Trupa Tamje Sepe Chuyen Won to Jurba Sanje in Bakeba La Tambu Ninang Trupe Korva de Trupa in Bari Machina Tene Trupa Sepe Nyan Trupa Sepe Chuyen Won to Jurba de Sanje in Bato Togomare. This is not Tambu Chun Korva Chuchi Ninang Trupa Trupa Korban Trusor Hibari. Chuchi Ninang Ke Korva, Ninang Jinjan Korban Trusor He Turba He Tad Tene Chuin He, the Toza Chuin He Bari. Devandavati. Oh, yeah.
So then, in the graduated path of the, as it's presented in this text, distinguishing the nature of phenomena, we have first explained the way in which the wheel of cyclic existence is deluded. So how it's how it is deluded, how it is confused, and then is explained what the nature of phenomena actually is in terms of it being free of this dualistic appearance, which is deluded. And the reason for explaining it in that order is that if one doesn't understand that what is being referred to when one says Buddha or Buddhahood is nothing other than this elimination of delusion, the elimination of the delusion of dualistic appearance. And if one does not understand that, then one will also not gain faith or confidence or conviction with respect to what is to be done in eliminating the dualistic appearance, which constitutes the relative level of that which has the nature or the samsaric phenomena. But if one has this confidence, if one understands clearly that the dualistic delusion is something that must be eliminated, and in eliminating it, one will achieve the ultimate state, empty of a dualistic appearance, then one will have a means for proceeding. One will understand the connection.
Tena tanjor nye parkawa, tse mtapa le jyonre, korvi nime te lodo namba ye ikheba yore. Lodo namba ye ikheba te, tena korvi, ninaan korvi trusur di chebare. Trudu kande, mandawa kande trubi, trusur di chebare.
Tene dangpo, korvi trunongi, dokita.
Tanjor nye parkawa. Tanjor nye parkawa. They don't hear up the damn by my lute, your gaval at two gubbets and a top cover. Turning in there.
Hakuzon.
Hakuzon.
Then they don't hear up the damn by my lute, Tom the young, change your poor madomna, then they may lute in there, you put cigarette, you put cigarette. Rava?
Right.
Turpin now a yin a young, Turpin now a day, young temple your marry king door. Tripping now, I even send a Hindu. Two drop, they don't hear up the damper, lutin top a cup, so then they chew my drum now. Lutin then tripping now, I even send a Hindu. Say, then Matabacom. Then tripping now, I in a young Devati gave a letter, Devon now at the gave a letter to Gubare. Dongaja now at the Dipilela to Gubesena. Then they were in the Senna. They took the Gedigla to Guba. Tuba de legendary. Then they trooper now in a young Malam la made sick by the church with Dongaya by Yendo, Koa Lantronanga Donga Nasopa. Chuching Kunzo Chuching Kunzo. Korban dalam tunang kedua na coba ya bagi beri, oh ya,
lodo
nambah ye dalam tu,
yeah. So there are texts in which, for example, in the Torch of Certainty, where it is explained that There are four ways of reversing samsara, the four thoughts which reverse samsara. And these can be related to the teaching now presented in this text, delineating the nature of phenomena in the following way. The first of these four is the free and resourceful precious human body, which is difficult to attain. And this can be related to the present text in the following way, that to achieve a birth in which one has faith, diligence, and knowledge, to attain a precious human birth in which one has both faith, diligence, and knowledge is extremely difficult. And even if one has attained this precious human birth, if one does not accomplish the Dharma, if one does not practice the Dharma and accomplish the meaning of it quickly, then one can risk losing it again before the aim has been attained. And why is that? Because even though this samsaric existence is a mere deluded appearance, precisely for the reason that it is a deluded appearance and nothing else, there is nothing keeping it together. There is no, it has no power to stay. It is a mere deluded appearance, and is therefore destructible. Through understanding then the preciousness of the opportunity and its delusory character, which renders it totally vulnerable and destructible, then one understands the impermanence. And this is the second point for turning the mind from a samsaric existence. The third point has to do with karmic cause and effect. And the fourth has to do with the defects of samsaric existence. So the third point relates to the way in which our states of mind appear. So states of mind, for example, happiness and suffering, appear in relation to actions performed. So if one has performed positive or virtuous actions previously, this leads to happy states of mind, and unhappy states of mind or suffering can be traced directly back to negative acts or sinful deeds committed previously. The suffering resulting, or the states of mind resulting from this, have the character of dreamlike appearances. So it's like being burned by fire in a dream or carried away by water in the dream. So even though these the suffering experienced is a deluded appearance and nothing more, nevertheless, because one is deluded as to this appearance and thinks it's true, then one experiences the suffering. So based on the deluded appearance of a karmic action, then the deluded appearance of a karmic result in the experience of suffering occurs. So we could put it in verse form, saying that even though samsara is a deluded appearance based on If one does, if one performs positive actions, one will attain a resourceful, a free and resourceful precious human body. Because this body, because this precious human body, is a mere appearance due to the collection of causes and conditions, it is a deluded appearance which can quickly disappear. So because one commits deluded because one commits deluded acts which are virtuous and unvirtuous, one comes to experience deluded suffering. Or one comes to... because one commits deluded virtuous and non-virtuous acts, one comes to experience shifting states of suffering mind which are mere deluded appearance. So because samsara is deluded appearance, samsara is empty of true existence.
Tetavu tene tipachembu kapso kovan trunang yimbese na korvat dedok thamche trupan nawa yimba denbar mado par lo leja chere sungbare.
So for this reason in the Mahayana, since samsara is a deluded appearance and in the Mahayana there are extensive explanations in the sutra texts explaining how samsara is a deluded appearance and the shifting states of happiness and suffering are mere projections or delusions. So like a dream, like an illusion, like a city of the Gandharvas, this is how birth and sickness, aging and death are to be understood. Oh, this was a song from, this was from the teachings of Nagarjuna.
De long over and over and
regard the approach in terms of the essence applies to the stains which are adventitious stains without the suchness being in evidence, and in order for it to manifest suchness itself is that in which there is no stain to be found, is that in which there is no stain to be found.
조만 따보니 힘 펴버린죠. 양이 양도 동반이 있으나 동반이 일랑이 힘 내버린죠.
If one thinks again and again about the illusory character of things, then one's conviction about their being illusory increases. If one thinks again and again about the emptiness, then one's conviction that the emptiness will be able to appear increases. To the stains which are adventitious stains, without the suchness being in evidence, and in order for it to manifest suchness itself, is that in which there is no stain to be found, is that in which there is no stain to be found. To the stains which are adventitious stains, without the suchness being in evidence, and is in order for it to manifest suchness itself, is that in which there is no stain to be found, is that in which there is no stain to be found.
Gevande jevo
sonam yeshe sozone
sonam yeshe lezomo damba kunye dobarjo
lezor lembo
kuye trashe sho yena dukchu sungge trashe sho kadande me duge trashe jarva kusong duge trashe.